Greetings, program. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Koji, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Speed. It's got a bomb. That bomb is on a bus. It's got Keanu before he was Mr. Anderson and way before he was Mr. Wick. It's also the prequel to Speed 2, Cruise Control, not starring Tom Cruise, and a faster version of Koji's very own Boom Boom Truck. What else do you need?
In a world where the laws of physics govern the world of man, one man will defy the laws of both nature and California by shooting a hostage, destroying the subway, and jumping a bus across a 50-foot gap. He just jumps it in a bus. Starring Keanu Reeves as a man who can bend the rules of the Matrix to his will, apparently. Go harder, faster, dumber, in Sped.
But before we get to today's movie, let's see what is now playing then.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
All right. In the theaters up against Speed, we've got some movies you may have heard of. We've got Maverick.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's great. Gambling movie on a boat.
Yeah. I remember liking it. I have not seen it in a long time. What'd you say?
I said he got the plot. He remembers it all.
Oh, that's it.
I remember a lot of double crosses going on. I remember the whole movie.
Was it a TV show?
It was.
Because like the older guy was Maverick from the TV show, right? And Maverick
that's
the movie.
Correct. I think that's correct.
See, I know it all. Like I've been doing a podcast for 3 years. Not about Maverick, but about other movies.
Your Maverick cast?
Yeah. What is it? It would just be Maverick the movie and then Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got.
You can go to the cast. Oh, I could use anyone in the cast of those two movies to branch out. Okay.
It'd be like a 6 degrees of separation.
Of Maverick.
You'll get to Kevin Bacon eventually, and then you can get to anybody. We know this, right?
I'm sure.
I guarantee
between those two movies, it'll be a very small link.
Yeah. Has Kevin Bacon. All right. Now we got to do it.
Absolutely.
It's going to drive me insane. All right. Well, so Contact is in Maverick. Jodie Foster, right?
Uh-huh.
Has she worked with Kevin Bacon or something?
I'm sure.
I mean, you guys have to work with me. Am I supposed to do it all by myself?
No.
Are we trying to connect those movies as quick as possible, or are we trying to get to Kevin Bacon as quick as possible?
We're trying to connect.
Mel Gibson and Kevin Bacon never worked on a movie together. There had to be one.
That's why I was clarifying. We're trying to get from Maverick not to Kevin Bacon.
Cowboy movie to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, we are trying to get to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. That's all he's asking. Yeah. Okay. One of those people in Maverick worked with Kevin Bacon directly. It's a one-step process.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You have to be able to pick it out.
Yeah. I think there's a website that'll do it for you.
There is.
No. Fuck several. That. Is that cheating? Three intelligent people should be able to put this together.
I don't remember who's in movies we watched last week.
Just in Maverick, you got Dr. Octopus. He's in it.
Okay.
He was in Raiders of the Lost Ark with Harrison Ford. So now I'm at Harrison Ford.
And Kevin Bacon's in with Harrison Ford.
I don't know. All right, so you got to get to somebody from Forrest Whitaker to Jude Law.
I'm going to cheat and use Bing. You don't want me to cheat? No, I won't cheat. I won't cheat if you don't want me to.
I'm trying to think of Kevin Bacon movies. He was in the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas movie. Does that count?
Kevin Bacon an extra in something? He showed up as like a...
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin Bacon... in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Christmas movie last year.
Yeah.
Which also has Dave Bautista in it.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista was in Blade Runner 2049 with Harrison Ford.
There you go.
And then what was my Harrison Ford connection?
Oh, I thought you had one. You did?
No, I did. I had something to Harrison Ford. Oh, it was so good. It was going in the crash into the mountain.
Well, at least you connected him to Harrison Ford. That's all we were worried about.
Yeah, that's all we were worried about. Yeah. This is going great.
No, this should all be removed.
This is probably all getting cut.
This is all to the cutting room floor because I told you I can't help you. I don't know people in movies we watched last week.
The Matthew McConaughey movie. He was with Jodie Foster in Contact. We watched Contact.
right?
Has he been Kevin Bacon in a movie?
No. No, I can't help you, man. This is the game for me. The worst game.
No, we found Ryan's kryptonite.
It's awful. He was in Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks. Was Tom Hanks in anything with Mel Gibson and Tom Hanks ever together? Oh,
no, they worked. But didn't they both did a movie with Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt was in Castaway. Helen Hunt was in What Women Want.
Yes, that's true.
With Mel Gibson.
Oh, my God. That's we got a connection. Can we stop writing this down?
Now this has to stay in. We did it.
Yeah. Whoa.
We're not going to do this with every movie, are we?
Oh, God, no.
I'll never bring up 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon again. I promise you, it will never come out of my mouth.
Anything else you want to say about Matt before we dive into
it? No, I'm done with it.
Nope, let's go on to the next one.
All right.
I'm not balling.
So now, another one in the theaters at the same time, dipping into our back catalog, we have The Crow still kicking around in its fifth week.
It ran all the time.
What a terrible movie.
It was so bad. It was shockingly. I love to talk about it, though.
Yeah.
And I still say you should experience The Crow one time.
Sure. Sure, I agree with that.
Have you guys gone to watch the TV show?
Disappointed like the rest of us. The Crow TV show? No, God, no. Can't be good.
It stars Mark.
Didn't we say it had good things? Someone said it had.
I think it has some of like the highest rated Crow stuff outside of Crow 1.
Uh-huh. So four people watch it.
Not a lot. I mean, there's other Crow movies that were not well received. The competition's not, it's not tough. It's still competition. That's all that was up.
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I thought we didn't realize we were done with The Crow.
That banter part is over. We just let The Crow die.
You know,
they did.
There's not a ton of really notable stuff in there, but they're also opening up the same weekend. We have The Lion King.
Heard of it?
That crushed it, I'm sure. JTT? Wait,
which Lion King?
Animated.
Animated?
You know, Simone. Timon. And Pumbaa. Yeah. Or something, right?
Yeah.
This is weird.
I haven't seen The Lion King in a long time.
It didn't do well this week, so maybe it's like very limited release, I think. Maybe it opens up bigger later.
You said 93?
This is 94.
94. Oh, 94. Okay, so then, it lines up.
Lion King didn't open up full bore until 2 weeks later, but it's like, why is it only in like two theaters? What's going on?
You know, why are they leaking it out like that? What a weird release strategy.
Yeah.
Man, movies were different back then.
Maybe the Disney vault just cracked open a little bit and a couple
and a brand new movie rolled out of it. They're like, holy shit.
Close that door.
There. Oh my God. Do they still put stuff in the vault? Or since Plus is out there?
Streaming. Disney Plus is the vault now. You just have it.
But do they put, they're like, oh, this is going away. They're really going to sell it to somebody else and let them stream one of their shits?
No.
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 But yeah, I feel like not everything is up on Disney Plus. Like they still have stuff.
You should go in the vault. Man, E, that show really hurts you, man. Yeah.
Sure you wanted the vault and not just like a Viking funeral for it? Is that what you'd rather have? Like
I went straight to the end of Saw 1 where it's Nick Fury laying on the bathroom floor and he's just like game over and he slams the door on poor Secret Invasion. I don't know why Nick Fury has to take the brunt of that, but it was his show.
Somebody needs to take a make a cut of Secret Invasion that E likes. It's a challenge to our audience out there. Cut it up and turn it into.
Can you shoot new stuff?
No.
You have to use what's
in there. You gotta just passenger it. You know, passengers the movie and
gotta cut
the show and make it somehow work that he likes.
They could probably cut down those six to like an episode and be good.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it has to be at least 2 hours. It has to be at least movie length for it to count. If I could cut probably a 30-second clip of it, that you'd be like, oh, that show might be cool.
Yeah.
What else is kicking around, Rob, besides Lion King?
Oh, okay. Let's see. That's only three I have prepared, but
others,
nothing else is really, you know, really notable, I'd say, this week. It's not one of those big movie weeks, I feel like. Although this is middle of June, but maybe, you know, maybe everyone else is scared of Speed or something. I don't know.
If they just did
that as like one of the Marvel one off, our producer just put, he gets out of the spaceship, shoots Maria Hill, gets back into the spaceship, credits. It's just, what is it, the one shots?
Yeah.
You definitely want to know more.
Yeah. Then you'd be disappointed.
Well, no, they just never do it.
Right. That's true.
All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break. We're going to edit that down a lot. It's a little, a lot of separation.
It's a little, there's a little fluff.
You know, new segment. Yeah. Who dis?
We gotta pull that. Gotta push that taffy back together a little bit in the back end. We'll fix that in
post. There's gonna be a lot more than you think.
You'll fix that in post. Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot more than you think should be in there listening at home.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody at home, leave this part in so everybody's wondering what you possibly could have taken out.
Oh, I definitely will. Definitely.
That'll be the funner game for them. They'll be like, if that crap made it, my God, what were they talking about?
It's all gold, Jerry. It's all gold, baby. Yeah. All right. But on that note, let's take a quick little break. We'll come back with a breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
The future needs your help. Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
Subscribe.
Poor people are crazy, Jack. I'm eccentric.
We're back from that break. Ryan, pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Physics mean nothing. We're here to talk about speed.
Do it.
Did you guys remember the opening elevator job?
Elevator?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I remember the elevator. I actually remembered it opening with an elevator shaft. Did I remember it going on for 85 minutes going down? No, I did not. But
right. this movie's all.
That was a foul. Like, yeah, front loaded credits, by at one respect, sometimes you can make it interesting. They chose not to go that route.
Yeah. You know? That was terrible. I thought in rewatching this, you know, just going to that opening, I remember in my memory, because it's been a while since I've seen Steve.
Yeah. I saw him last week or next week. We're gonna see Steve.
I like to name Steve. All the movies I watch. You know, give them proper names.
If Steve had Speed, it would be Steve. It would obviously be that. I thought Harry died at the end of that elevator. So
that one.
When's he die? And then I was like, oh,
I remember that death clearly. Like him just giving.
You know, like because he's such an expert and they know everything and they just walk into this house like a bunch of fucking morons
climbing in through the windows and shit like he's not gonna trip, like come on, there's gonna be a pressure plate or something.
Yeah, it's so stupid. There's not a chance.
He checked the window.
Also, they know he has like a dead man switch on the bus. He's watching the bus. You don't think some dude in like full on like body armor fucking with his window is it gonna make him hit the button? Like all those people would fucking die.
You don't know his neighborhood. You might have people in body armor all over the place.
Yeah. Just crawling through his window and everything when he happens to be holding a bus hostage watching it. You know, I know he's constantly distracted by college football because they felt like they needed that detail in there to let us know that he know that the Wildcats were the University of Arizona's football mascot. Because that's the only reason they put that football on there. So somebody in the production had a hard on for
somebody went to the University of Arizona.
And I mean, I look and see because they called them a good football program, which I think is a stretch beyond stretch. That's maybe worse than the physics that the bus going through.
That all checks out, baby.
I don't know. But I went and looked. They did have a good season in 93, probably when they were filming this in 90 or, you know, early 94 when they were doing production on this. That they actually beat Miami in like the Fiesta Bowl and they had like a 10 win season. But still, I'm not if I'm thinking of high end programs, they're not, it's going to take
especially a while. In L.A. There's this little school there called USC. Maybe you've heard of them. They're pretty good at the sports.
If you start rattling off good football programs, you're going to be there a while before you get to the Wildcats. I mean, it's going to...
What, in L.A.? You might talk about, like, UCLA or Cal.
I mean, yeah, I guess...
Stanford.
I guess if you're only talking about schools in Arizona, you may get there. Like, you may...
I think you're talking Arizona State first.
I think you probably are, right? But, again, that's here nor there. I don't remember... Oh, because I was talking about the idiocy of them going in there and trying to get him out and Harry's dumb death. But I remember in my mind, he died there, like before he quote unquote blew himself up or, you know, the contingency or whatever. But I mean, so many things just wrong with that opening scene. The elevator scene was stupid. He stabs that one guy in the neck or head. Was it eyeball? I can't remember. Side of the head, like the temple, like the screwdriver. Because he's in there just setting bombs, I guess. But apparently he adjusted the brakes on that thing too, because either that elevator was terribly mismanaged. I mean, elevator brakes do activate, But they don't take that many floors to activate, because what if you were only like four floors up? Like, you're going to hit the ground. Those things activate almost.
You don't build up that much speed in four floors.
Totally exaggerated. So maybe he adjusted those. And then I think in the like award ceremony or something, he was like, no one died except the bomber. And I'm like, oh, I guess that guy that got stabbed in the fucking head with a screwdriver.
Yeah, just a flesh wound.
He lived.
Suicide. No, suicide. Suicide. Unrelated to the bombing. That just happened.
It's just like, no, that's just another standard security guard death we have here every day in this building. We're not talking about
it's a high turnover job.
If they classify that death as part of the bombing, it's going to screw up the budgets for next year or something like that. They put security death, it's fine, you know.
An accident.
Yeah. I mean, then they go and they get the bridge crane on the roof access crane on the roof to hold it.
Thank God that was there.
Well, that is in a lot of buildings. I'll give them that. You have buildings like that. You have that kind of stuff to put those things in the shaft and what, you know, like I've seen those. I believe it. That's almost.
All right. Coach B, Ryan, go right now.
No.
You're just gonna isolate that. Every crazy thing this movie does is gonna be like, Ryan, I believe it.
Yeah. More of the countdown clock, like the 24 countdown, like they only had a certain amount of minutes in there. And they were going up the first time. I can't remember what floor it was stuck on now. But they had to climb like another 20 steps of stairs to get to that roof. Get
in
down.
Full gear.
After already climbing up and being in a stressful situation. I mean, they did that fast as not knowing what they were going to find. Right. Like it was pretty impressive. Great police work there.
I did. My wife, I watched this with the Mrs. Undefeated Champion. She had a couple questions. The first one was, are they the bomb squad? Don't know.
Harry is, but I think
is he?
He
are they? I mean, you want to say yeah, because they try and defuse bombs at some point.
Right, but they never say it one way or the other.
They're never part of like a bomb squad.
No one ever wears the big padding or anything.
Robots, but maybe, you know, we're looking through this modernized. When was it? The 90s? No, they definitely had bomb squad robots.
They had the bomb squad. Yeah.
Yeah, but even like the robots would go in and try to defuse things and take it out. Yeah, they made Harry at least sound like it. Keanu, maybe not. Like, if you look at the way they communicate and stuff, he could have just been like a cop partner they put with him.
But
you
know, he is a wad-band police force in this movie.
Yes. I mean, he's also adult. Like, this movie would be over if he just showed his badge to the bus instead of acting like a crazy person.
And breaking the window.
Yeah, breaking the window, which I did read in the trivia.
Yeah,
wasn't supposed to break. And I saw that. That was funny. But I also was like, Sandra Bullock's character is a bitch. Because when we first see her, she's late for the bus. And she's like, wait, dude, wait. And she's like, you're a lifesaver. And then as soon as some other dude's outside the bus running up to catch the bus, like, don't open that door. Like, keep going.
Well, they're on the highway.
Screw you. I just say,
they're on the highway. Don't.
It's a different situation.
Slightly. But you don't know. She wasn't even willing to, like, slow down and ask that. Like, she didn't say, like, don't open the door. Find out what's going on first. She just said, keep driving. Don't open that door. Like, what if they'd done that to you, Sandra?
She had to get to work.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I found it a little bit upset.
Apparently, they are a SWAT team, but Harry is on loan to the SWAT team from the bomb squad.
Where was that? Is that like some...
Wikipedia is true.
Yeah.
Like, E did a Google search, and someone else asked the same question I did. Is he? I don't know. That's all we got.
Wait. So they have a bomb tech. They don't feel the need to bring anyone else from the bomb squad in. They're like, yeah, you got it. LA's not that big. One guy is good. You can handle it.
That's why we loaned you that guy. We're on Siesta. Leave us alone.
I mean, we sent you Harry. He's our best guy. That's all they need. Look, that honestly solves a problem for me. Just
their
one
guy
writing it.
He only checks for one thing when he goes into a house. Is the window's good? There's no bomb in here. Okay.
Yeah, that's all he needs. Yeah. What was the bomb behind him? Oh, picture?
Well, the motion sensor was there.
Yeah. It was behind the picture.
A piece of art. Behind a piece of art or something.
Doesn't matter. It was.
I like the scene, though. I like Jeff Daniels. I
hate that scene because it was so...
Oh, it's dumb. It's something because he's so smart.
Right. That's what I mean.
All up until that part.
With the terrible dialogue in this movie, which I know you love.
I love Leia.
And like the I mean, I will say terrible character developments, but they did stretch out the characters. Like, so I can't really say it's bad development, but that, like, all they wanted to do was make Harry, like, so smart, knows everything about bombs, and then just to send him into, like, the dumbest situation. It was irritating to me.
Would you have preferred if he did everything right and he, you know, he didn't go for a he found the bomb was defusing it, but he was just outsmarted by...
Yeah, if it didn't even need to die, really. Like, it could have just been there and like, nobody's here. Similar to, like, Silence of the Lambs, where they go to the wrong house, but Starling's at the right house in the end, where it's that's fine, right? Like, they don't have to,
that's so good. It's such a good review.
You didn't need the death, and it's just so they can be like, "Did you hear about Harry?" And he's like, "Yeah, sucks."
He's like, over it. He is like physically making out with Sandra Bullock like 8 minutes after.
The acting just left. I'm telling you, the dialogue, characters interplay, and the acting left a lot to be desired in this movie. I mean, I was reading trivia. I was trying to get something, and I heard they pulled your boy in to script doctor the dialogue in this one. Which boy? Josh Whedon.
Graham Yost wrote this movie, who did Justified and.
Well, I'm sure his dialogue had to be better than what your boy came up with, because that dialogue.
I think his dialogue's more of between Sandra Bullock, like the punch-up romantic, didn't need to be between Keanu and Sandra Bullock.
Came up with it like when the elevator was like, what did I wrote it down somewhere where it's like, usually they fall down now, like those, you know, those kind of like witty lines they had in there that were like, this is stupid. We're just two cool dudes on the bus. Who wrote that?
I love the line. They made me laugh.
Oh my God.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, that's
Okay. Whedon did most of the dialogue. Okay.
Most of the dialogue. That's his fault then. Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, America loved this movie, and I'm not going to say that this wasn't something that I saw and liked, and everybody's like, it did start something, or it really piqued the interest of the country. This is not, everybody knows what Speed is.
Tight, yeah.
Unless you're like, I guess, really young or something. But if you say speed, if you talk about bus, people are going to say 50 miles per hour. You know, people know it. I can't, like, not give it credit for being as big as it was. But, man, rewatching it, it had some bad dialogue. Bad.
All right. So let me just throw some Graham Yost stuff out. You just give me just what you remember, good or bad, of movies he's done.
Okay.
Let's see. Writer. He's written some stuff I know we've all watched. Okay. So he did Speed. Don't give it away yet. After that, he did a little movie called Broken Arrow.
Terrible.
Okay, all right. He does Speed 2 Cruise Control.
You know that's awful if this one doesn't hold up. Well, I don't want to. I'm holding my opinion to the end. I'm not going to let you know what I think.
All right. He teams back up with Christian Slater and does a movie called Hard Rain.
I'm not sure if I've seen Hard Rain, so I can't judge it. Wait, is that the one I watched where there was like a samurai cutting somebody's head off? Is that the one? Because we talked about Rain movies and I watched it.
No, that's
Black Rain.
Michael Douglas, Black Rain.
That one was wackadoo, what the scenes I saw. Right,
I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait. Like, don't spoil it. I can't wait.
Just because the scenes were so outrageously crazy. But anyway, okay, Hard Rain, I'm not sure if I've seen. I think I have, though. I think I have. Not sure what
he did the screenplay for The Last Castle.
Is that the Hitler movie?
No. It's a prison movie with...
Didn't see it.
Robert Redford.
There was a show where it was about the Eagle's Nest and it was called The Last Castle. Am I making that up? That wasn't the thing. I don't know. Anyways, it's not that, but
there might be. But then he also wrote, Justified went on after that. I do TV. Yeah. So you don't like him doing movies. A long
time. So I'm sure there was some bad dialogue. There were some things that bumped up against me through the run of Justified, but I liked it. Right. Like, that's the Man in the High Castle
thing. That's a TV show.
I knew it was something
I mean, goddamn, what a rush. That's Broken Arrow, right?
That's good. I just watched most of that recently because I turned it on. And these are all, I will say these are all movies which I can't stand, but also can't turn off when they're on.
Yeah.
That tells you something about me. There are movies that I enjoy hate watching, and I would probably, and again, I don't want to jump to the end because you guys want to hear my review and know what it is. But I would put Speed in that category without telling you what I think of the movie, what letter I'm going to give it. I would hate watch this anytime it's on, because there is there is something good about rewatching these junk movies that you love so much. Your Face Offs, your Con Airs, your, you know, like all these.
I mean, you're describing a great little Saturday there.
If you like crap action movies that are stupid, but, you know, you kind of have fun watching because they're so dumb. Yes. I mean, it's a good Saturday. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into some of the physics of the bus and the turns it takes.
First boom boom bus, which I forgot about.
Yeah, I forgot about boom boom bus. And I sent E a GIF of this movie with the first boom boom bus and forgot about it.
I was like, that's not the bus driver that's in this movie. And I was like, I don't remember talking to the bus driver. And that guy blows up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot there was another bus that he just talked about.
Okay, so that bus blows up. He's trying to save the one guy on it. Yeah, no one was on that bus.
He's a hero, Reagan.
Yeah. Telephone starts ringing. Just a random payphone.
Drove.
And he turns around and he's like, I'm going to pick that phone up. What? It's happening. Call it in on that next payphone.
The lack of communication with any type of dispatch or anything that this guy has is absurd. Absurd. He's on the payphone. He realizes the bus. He doesn't call, you know, like you'll never get to him, but. They have helicopters. We see them later. I bet a helicopter could have gotten there faster than he could in his Jeep driving all crazy and trying to run up on him, and especially with the traffic.
Dude, you want to see him drive a car fast, right?
Do you? I mean,
they think
the movie's called Speed.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to see him go drive fast.
Well, like in the opening scene, he drives in like a fucking idiot over that hill, like coming to the elevator thing. Like, right away, they want to set the tone. This guy just drives fast and he's an idiot. Wow.
He's trying to get there as fast as he can.
Yeah.
So when they take the off ramp at 55 or 60, and Sandy B's just clipping cars.
There's no way they maintain 50 there.
No chance.
I mean, there are scenes in the movie, like later on, like they show the bus not doing anything crazy, just moving through traffic. And like, that's not even close to 50. There's like the police. Bikes around them or in a couple of places, and like,
yeah,
no, they're going like 35.
I noticed going through the exits, the jump,
which the bus jump or him
the
jumping?
Bus jump.
We know the bus jump's BS.
Can we?
MythBusters took care of that.
Oh, but did the MythBusters if there
was,
do the bus
if
jump?
There was any doubt, they did. Yes, MythBusters at least looked at
how
it.
How awesome is that to watch that bus just like crush and explode? It doesn't explode on MythBusters, but it doesn't go well.
I mean, the wheels would have popped off that bus easy. But, you know, I was impressed to see in the, you know, reading about it that they did actually jump. You know, it was not models or they really did the jump. And like they pointed out that I didn't even notice during the movie, like you could see during the jump that there's no one on the bus. Like,
well, doesn't he tell them all to get down?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Lay on the floor.
That's the way they got around it or whatever. But at least they made an effort to do some of these effects practically. You know, they would just bring in, you know, later on, they just bring in a plane for it to run into just for more explosive. Like they just, for whatever reason, they're like, you know, we haven't spent enough money on like, so let's get a plane from the plane graveyard and just blow this bitch up. Right. Like more explosions.
I'm here to ask you one question and one question only. Explosions.
Another question my wife had was, why is that plane being towed to the middle of a runway? And then last
reason. Just to blow
and up. I was like, look, brakes are mandatory by the union, I'm sure. When your brake time hits, you got to stop what you're doing and go on break. Until they show a guy get out after the bus runs through it.
Yeah. Not out of the pool car. The tugboat or whatever you call it, the tug car, right? Like,
yeah. Well, I don't know what it's called.
I mean,
the tow truck?
Yeah, it's a tow. I'm sure there's a real aviation name for it that I don't know. But also, you know, another thing that drove me crazy, I don't know if it bothered any of you, when they blow up the floor of the entrance of the bus, right? Because that lady tries to get off when she's not supposed to. No one's ears are fucked up. Like, no, like they're all just like talk. I was like, if an explosion went off there, like not only would like she have shrapnel all in herself while she's trying to drive the bus. I mean, it was right next to her. like they're just like
it talking. Was a very quiet bomb.
Very quiet, very, very low shrapnel bomb. Like it only blew outward and down. Like it didn't get anything in there.
What about when they're just screaming at each other driving down the highway and they can hear everything fine?
Right.
Oh, no chance. No chance.
No, throw them a walkie-talkie and just talk that way.
Didn't make any sense. The limit or the non-use of radios between like police officers.
Maybe they did it. Maybe don't like radio signals could affect the bomb.
They
were talking on the radio all the time. Oh, no.
They were talking on the cell phone, too. Yeah.
Until he got the vest, and then he was like, then he had the radio back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, after he jumped off and came back on, right? When he tried to go under the bus.
Yeah.
You know, stab the gas tank and whatever else, you know, like craziness, all of it.
The runtime, it's getting a little long. You better stab that tank.
Yeah, right. We need more drama here. And when they finally leave on that thing, you could see the wheels under it when they're like riding on the sled.
Yeah.
Clearly the wheels. I was like, you couldn't have gotten a better shot on that where there's not roller skate wheels on the bottom of that thing that you see. It was pretty bad. Pretty bad. And then the driver did get shot, because I believe when we were talking about this before, I was saying, shot, and someone tried to convince me it was a heart attack. Wasn't that
you? I thought it was a heart attack. I think E said, corrected us.
He was shot. Yeah. There's a guy. And that guy, I guess, just gets away with his crimes later on. They just, we're
not worried about that.
But, later on, they never, do anything with that guy either. They never rush that guy to the hospital. You don't know if the bus driver lives. I guess it's not important, right? No one cares about the bus driver after he's...
No, I'm sure. They should have mentioned it. He's fine.
Yeah, cool. That tummy shot was not bad. You know, tummy shots, you can live a long time. So,
another question my wife had: why is Sandra Bullock driving this bus after a while?
Take over? I mean, I don't know.
And I said he needs to keep everybody calm on the bus.
Right. And maybe he's the worst driver. He doesn't want to be responsible, right?
You see him drive fine. He catches up to that bus in traffic fine.
Yeah, he just doesn't know.
Driving a bus is different, I guess.
Right. And he apparently doesn't know how to drive a train either, because, well, first off, that train would not go. They don't go on their own. And then he doesn't even try to slow that. There's the throttle works. He speeds it up. Before you sped it up.
He doesn't know how to drive a train. He doesn't know where the stop button is.
Also, if the mushroom didn't work in the cab, don't you think you go back to the brakes in the different cars, because they're all metros or subways are required to have them, right? To activate those brakes. I mean, the mushroom doesn't work. I would pull the throttle back, and I guess, which you shouldn't need to, because they're dead, man. You have to hold. Trains just don't go on their own, right? But then I'd also try to go to the back and pull that lever down. And I thought that metro, I keep calling it metro, people outside DC, the subway scene was so stupid. And then I read in the notes going through the subway scene that it wasn't even in the first screening. They only had storyboards. Did you guys read this? It wasn't.
No.
They filmed that later because they only had storyboards to show. And the audience loved it so much that they shot that subway scene on there. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? What mouth breathers did they show these cartoon
scripts? Hello.
I love desk.
Subway.
wait. Subway.
Why?
Two speeds for the price of one.
I was like, they just had this. It's all the same problem, right? It just keeps happening over and over. It's the same thing. Why would
you like it better if Dennis Hopper had sawed his life, and no matter where Keanu goes, he has to keep something at a certain speed?
I mean, I just don't understand why we needed that final scene at all. It could have just ended. They could have let him get away. He just disappears. That would have been almost better for sequels, right? They bust and they disappear. The subway scene was unnecessary.
When the die pack goes off and he just starts shooting his gun while he's holding the dead man switch.
Yeah.
And I believe in the hand that only is missing the finger.
Right.
My wife.
No, he was shooting him in the other thing.
Roll. No, he has everything in one hand.
It's the right hand, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay, he's still holding two handles that's still firing.
Yes,
still keeping pressure on that dead man switch.
I don't know why he goes on the roof.
All the best fights happen on the roof.
But why does he need to go up there? He's got the dead man switch.
Right.
Let Keanu come to him. In what world does he think it's better to go up there? What world?
Look, we learned in this movie, you stop goat thinking and you stop doing the smart thing. Jeff Daniels does it. And now, what is his name in it? Fisk?
Who?
The bad guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember what his name is.
Howard Payne. Oh, I think Fisk is the officer uniform he's wearing in the elevator.
In Atlanta, and now he was here, and he wanted $3.7 million, is that right?
It's his money.
Right.
So if he got the money in the beginning, would he have blown them up or killed the elevator people?
Probably. Yes. What does he care? He was bitter. I don't know, maybe he let him go. He didn't seem like the type to let anyone go. bury the evidence, let it go. But I was just saying, now that we know, you know, we recently, I don't know if we talked about it on air or off air, that Scotty didn't have one finger from World War II where he lost it. Why didn't they cast him in the role where he could really have his missing finger out?
I just can't do it, Captain. I do it half the time.
And be the bad guy.
I would love that. I would have loved.
He was pretty old Scotty. 90, though, but.
I mean, he had just done Star Trek VI in what, 91?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he died until the late 90s, right? So.
Yeah, but, no, I mean, he does a Next Gen episode.
Yeah, you know, but that
was around this time. Around this time.
That was the 80s, late 80s. That was an earlier season.
I was like, no. That was the 50th anniversary or 40th.
All right.
I think that was like a season 6 episode.
Yeah, they should have used him. That finger would have made sense. It would have been great.
Did it bother you when he was talking on the phone?
Probably.
That he was like, he was crossing his hand, like, you know, his good hand across his face to hold the phone. When both ears work fine.
Yeah.
He could just move the phone to the other side and talk on it.
Maybe he's got a hearing loss and one from the bomb, too.
You need to establish that at some point in this movie. It was driving me insane because his hand is covering his face while he's talking on the phone.
I mean, I
get it if that character was supposed to be a mystery, but you see him in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a mystery.
The bomb goes off. Did they find a body with that bomber?
Which bomb?
At the elevator when the bomb goes off. Oh, maybe that's what he does with the guy he stabs. He puts the vest on him and blows him up. So they don't know that body's. They don't know what happened to that car.
Maybe. You know what? I'll take it. That's almost clear that they think that guy. But they weren't like, hey, where's Charlie?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess you got to.
They still might be like, where do you think Charlie was that bomber? He's been gone since that bomb went off.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. That's actually good. I'll take that as the answer. Because I was like, how do they say it? But yeah, so he could have put that guy in the suit. Nothing personal. Just use him as a. Pink mist to
meat bomb.
Yeah. All right. Cool. No, that works. That solves one. You have solved one of many problems I've had with this movie. I'll take
it. All right. There we go. Co is G, Co is B. Ryan's got it. All right. I'm going to take those two and put them together.
I still explain to me why the city never finishes a project. Everything they got on, like, what, the highway's not done. Oh,
wasn't there that famous highway in Baltimore that wasn't finished? It happens.
Still there. Yeah, but it doesn't. I'm just saying, what are the chances that he's gotten on not only those bus on the road, but then, like, he's taken her onto a train, which also has track missing. I'm like, was it just one of the
budget cuts? Budget cuts.
It like plot dice, and it just kept rolling on, like, track missing, road missing. And like, all right, just leave it in. We'll fix it. We can't think of anything better.
They're trying to keep the Rams and the Raiders in LA at that time, and they're throwing money at them.
Yeah.
They didn't have time to finish the road. They had to build a new stadium.
They didn't build a new stadium then.
No, it just failed. I'm saying, like, even that got delayed, and it didn't work.
That's why they couldn't keep any of them.
Yeah. They should have just finished the roads.
I don't know, man.
All right. Did you like the love story?
No.
And then making out, you know, as they go out on the bottom of the bus?
They're saying that this... relationships like this don't work out because they're not going to, and they said it, you know, twice. I at least like that, but again,
it doesn't.
It doesn't, right? Because in number part two,
yeah, he's not. He didn't come back for two.
Yeah, it said like he beat her like almost to death or something. Then they say that in part two.
Oh,
I go, what? I just want to see if he'd go down the road.
Oh my gosh! How crazy would that be? Like, if they're so mad Keanu didn't come back,
they just turned his character into an animal.
Bunch of, you know, assault allegations, you know, dirty cop stuff, and it just becomes his character in Street Kings.
Yeah, I would love it if they leaned in, like, because they always like soft play it just didn't work out or something, but yeah. It's like no, that's not what you want in a movie.
Don't want that in my Speed 2. I don't really want to watch Speed 2 Cruise Control, but now I'm gonna have to.
I don't remember who the love interest was in Speed 2 Cruise Control, but I'm sure they had to.
Jason
Bateman?
Patrick?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who that is, but I believe.
You'd,
I mean,
you'd
I
know him if you saw him.
Don't know by name. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what you would know him from. He is the main villain in the movie The Losers.
Don't know the movie, so.
Yeah. Ryan, that's a real bummer, man. Yeah. Anytime I say a great movie like that, Narc. Yeah. What is that? Sleepers?
Sleepers. Okay.
He's the main guy in Sleepers. That's what I know him from.
Well, I saw Speed 2 Control. I just don't remember anything about it.
Did you see it in theaters?
Possibly.
Did they give out Dead Man Switches for Speed 2?
I didn't see a premiere of it. You only get stuff for free at like premieres, or apparently when you go to opening weekend at ScreenX, you get like
wonderful Fast and the Furious text keychains.
Keychains, yes.
Yeah. Right, part two of that's going to be coming out soon. I don't know what they're going to give us for our ScreenX and Fast 11.
I hope it's another an eye to hang next to this.
Yeah, it's going to be two eyes. Oh, no, it's just an eye. So you had to get the first one for it to make sense.
Otherwise, you just got it. Fast and Furious 1. Still dying to know what happens with that bridge. I mean, I haven't been able to sleep at night.
What, that it finished? I'm sure they finished it like the next week.
No, I'm talking about the bridge in Fast X that blew up. It. Spoilers. Oh,
right. Spoilers. Don't get me all into that. I went back to the movie. You want to talk?
Let's go back to the other bridge. I was just making fun of
Fast X. Which Dom's on the island and like, oh my goodness, the water's coming. Who's going to save him on a boat, like a jet boat that they've built?
Maybe Keanu Reeves in a bus.
No, it's going to be Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Kurt Russell with like a jetpack is going to come in. All right. Do you guys have any more on speed, or can we put the brakes on?
They don't work probably if you try to hit them. But yes, I'd like to stop this.
I'd like to get off the bus. Like you, what are the ding ding ding. This is my stop. I will
handle hard. Let me off my stop.
All right. Well, let's go to a break. We'll be back with the game right after this.
Pop quiz, asshole. You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do?
When we're back from that break, you guys know what time it is. It's pop quiz, hot shot. What do you do?
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot. What? I said, hot shot.
We're joined by our producer, E. It was great. It was great every time he did it.
Game on, good guys. Okay, for today's episode, we're playing another basic multiple choice quiz. There is a meta at play. I'll tell you what it is. I mean, it's themed this time. This quiz is called Speed Limit, and it is all based around speed. And if you're a fan of physics, as the writers, producers, directors, and really everyone involved with this movie that we're doing was, then I think
obviously,
then I think you'll have a leg up on the competition. So, Rob, if you can help me keep score, it's going to be multiple choice. We're going to hit that game show music. And up first, what speed limit is Maverick trying to reach in the Dark Star in the beginning of Top Gun Maverick? Is it A, Mach 9.8, B, Mach 10.2, or C, Mach 11?
It's A, I believe.
9.8, but he gets to 10.2.
Yeah.
He blows it up, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying A as well.
It's A is the goal, but he gets to B.
Right, because he pushes it.
Oh, but you're probably, you seem to know it.
I feel the need for speed.
No, they're correct. They're correct.
100 times.
Very good.
You guys are correct. There was a trick answer in there. Excellent work. Okay, next up. What ludicrous speed is Admiral Riker traveling at in the TNG episode All Good Things? Is it A, warp 10, B, warp 10.3, or C, warp 13?
I thought it was 14.
I think it's C.
13. I had a big, strong memory of 14, but I guess it's 13.
And I think 10's from a movie.
Again, to be different.
I think 10's the Excelsior.
10's the Excelsior. But in season one of Next Gen, they hit over like warp 16 or something with the first Traveler episode when they go through.
I knew you were going back. You love that Traveler episode with him phasing in and out.
Yeah, it was crazy bad. I mean, it was for season one. For season one, it was almost a diamond in the rough per se. But again, I think I want to say it was 14, but I'm trusting you here. It's 13 is the correct answer.
All right, you guys are correct. It is warp 13.
Set a course for Federation Space, warp 13.
It sounds like you guys have Star Trek on the brain, almost like we should maybe watch some episodes and talk about it on this show.
We should always be watching, like ABW,
always be watching.
Watching.
Yeah. All right, next up. The flux capacitor activates when Doc Brown's DeLorean hits
88.
Obviously, 88? You guys have that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
what 88. Amount of energy...
Oh, the movie came out in 85.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What amount of energy is needed to trigger the time travel when moving at that speed?
1.21
gigawatts.
Yeah. All right. No, wait, he's going to give choices, right?
I know. It's fun to try and guess it. It's like...
So is it A, 1.21 gigawatts, B, 21 gigajoules, or C, 10.2 gigahoos?
It's A.
1.21. I had it.
You did. You actually did. Yeah. You didn't even need the multiple choice.
Great, Scott.
21 gigawatts.
It is 1.21 gigawatts. Which and I think it should be gigawatts, but he says gigawatts, and I've always said it that way since.
Yeah, for Jeff. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, in the saga. Okay. What speed does a car need to be in order for Dominic Toretto to consider it worthy?
Oh, easy.
I mean, you need a 10-second car.
Come on.
Oh, these are softballs. Why are you
Brad, I'm so proud that you just crushed the shit out of that pit.
It almost deserves bonus points. This is a freebie. We'll give this one to everybody. The answer is absolutely a 10-second car.
I said a 10-second car, not a 10-minute car.
Which means that it's typically clocking, depending on its 0 to 60 speed, but like if a car can hit like 130 miles an hour, it's probably a 10-second car, according to the research that I've done. We're going to apparently keep this in Ryan's wheelhouse with the next question. In Interstellar, during the docking sequence, how fast is the HAB spinning? So what speed do they have to match up to? Is it A, 66 RPM? Is it B, 67, 68 RPM, or is it C, 77 RPM?
Oh, it's not 77, although I want it to be. I think it's, God, this one I can blow. I was doing so well. Come on, Tar. God, give me the choices again, A and B again. I got to get this right.
A was 66. B is 67, 68 RPM.
It's B.
A.
I'll go B.
It is B. You are correct.
Endurance rotation is 67, 68 RPM.
Ryan, you're killing this game.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knew Ryan was a speed fanatic?
He's like the biggest fan of speed, and he's great with the speed pop quiz. Hotshot. Absolutely. Next up, keeping it in our wheelhouse and our back catalog's wheelhouse, in Dread, what speed does slow-mo take your perception down to? Is it A, 1% of normal?
Ryan, slow-mo was fucking cool, man.
It was
B, 10% of normal. Or C, 50% of normal.
A.
I'm sorry, what was A?
I'm going with A. Rob's
2%. 1%.
What?
I said A.
A.
I thought it took 1% away. I was like, things are moving way too slow for 1% to be gone.
You're like,
what the fuck is life? What did they do to us?
All right, yes, it is A, 1% of normal.
You betray the law!
All right, next up. After he was in Speed, Keanu was in a little movie called The Matrix, you may have heard of. Won a bunch of awards from a previous CoSG season.
Good.
Yeah.
What speed is Neo moving at when he dodges bullets?
Bullet time. Bullet speed?
Is it A, 60 miles per hour, B, 600 miles per hour, or C, 6,000 miles per hour?
This is the one where he's all like banana and then split apart.
It can't be 60. 60's too slow.
Yeah.
I'll say B.
C.
God, I don't want to be wrong on this one. Right. You don't know. I think it has to be C for physics, right? For bullets, but it seems like so much.
How fast does a bullet go? I don't even know.
That's really what this question is.
That's what the question.
How fast do you think bullets are going?
But I think
I should change my
answer. I want to say it's I gotta go C.
He's dodging so many of them at the same
time. Yeah. And they're going very slow. So it's not just I gotta say it's C.
It is B, 600 miles per hour.
Oh.
Cut that out. We're going to go back.
The streak is ended. Now, these are all just estimates. They don't ever say in the movie. It's just an average speed of...
In the European box office and that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was going to say, did you get these answers from the same guy that knew that Harry was on loan from the bomb squad to the LAPD? Did he also give you the answers for this?
Yeah, Mr. Bing, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I also would have accepted a secret fourth answer, D. I don't know, but...
I've never seen anyone move that fast.
Which would be that's the line from the movie.
That's all I thought of.
I would have given you the points there,
I've
too.
I've never seen anyone move that fast.
Exactly. All right, that's and last...
I went with 6,000 miles an hour, because I've seen people move 600.
Yeah.
And last up. In Speed, how fast is the elevator moving when Howard Payne blows the brakes and it's in free fall?
50 miles an hour. No.
The bus.
Your answer.
How funny would it be if they just kept it at 50 miles
an hour? A, 60 miles per hour. B, 120 miles per hour. Or C, 200 miles per hour.
Do they tell us this in the movie, or are you estimating this?
They do not. This is just me looking into the physics of things.
I mean, elevators move in feet per second. So
I had to convert.
You did. I was going to say, they don't do miles per
hour. So really what we're looking for is, after the brakes are blown, what would the terminal velocity of an elevator be?
All right, give me those choices. I've already blown it. I don't know why I'm taking this.
60 miles per hour, 120 miles per hour, or 200 miles per hour.
After the brakes are blown completely, not accounting for the cables, grabbing it, just if it was in free-for-all after the brakes and it had a clear runway of the shaft, I would say it's got to be B. I don't know if it's going to get C, terminal velocity.
Hey, you know what? Forget it. C. We'll just take one of us is right.
You're probably right. Then we'll just tie in the end, right? Like, so.
Ryan has emerged victorious. Yeah. Ryan is correct.
Fuck me. Oh, darn.
It is B, 120 miles per hour. See, I didn't want to just do the bus one, so I had to think of something else. I was like, what else can I do? So I went back to the beginning.
Don't they show how fast he's going in the car he steals?
that minor detail.
What's his top speed in the car he carjacks for a second, and then just proceeds to destroy that guy's fucking car. He's like, you have insurance. Yeah, why is he going to his insurance company? The LAPD should pay for that car.
Bro. Rob, who's got this one? I think it's obvious.
Oh, I think you know. I think it's obvious that Ryan won.
So, excellent work. Ryan takes one. Good way to start the new year. The Keanu year, as it was. So, excellent work, good guys. Good game. And this time, Ryan, a winner is you.
Thank you. Thank you. Part of the podcast, it's going to be real easy if you've been listening at home. Co is G. Co is B for speed. Loved this movie growing up. It's action. Everyone wants a bus that can't go slow. You want a fast bus all the time. I really enjoyed rewatching it. It's, yes, is it silly? Are there way more 360 like spinning shots than I remember? Absolutely. Did I forget about the elevator? 100%. Is it necessary for the movie? Yep, need it. Did I also forget about the metro at the end? Yep, also forgot about that. I thought there was only a bus. So I got two other modes of transportation. Super easy, Koji. It was great. Rob, what do you think of speed?
Well, you know, so it's going to be one of those where I don't know how to classify this movie because it's ridiculous. The dialogue's bad, but I enjoyed watching it. So am I saying, yes, it's good because I enjoyed it, or am I saying it's bad because, well, there's a lot of bad things, stupid things.
We are not a technical movie podcast.
I don't know. This is one of those movies where I say, oh, yeah, it's got this problem. Yeah, Koji. You know, but
yes, you're right.
It's silly, it's ridiculous, but if you don't think about it too hard, it's a fun watch. That's my thing. You know, so
are you surprised that there isn't a Criterion Collection of Speed? Is Speed in the Criterion Collection?
No, not at all.
Are you sure? I mean, Armageddon's in there.
I checked there just to be sure before I purchased it because I was like, maybe I'll just subscribe to Criterion. not there. No, it's not there.
You saw Michael Bay tried to direct this movie and he wasn't known yet, so they didn't give it to him. But I get it. This felt like Michael Bay. Ryan.
Yeah.
Tell us how much you love Speed.
I mean, I told you in there that I think there is a place for Speed in the world, that it is a cultural phenomenon that happened, and, you know, people know what Speed is and talk about the bus and they've forgotten the other part. I remember the other thing. I didn't remember the metro scene either, but I understand what Rob's saying, but it is so bad. If anyone asked me if it's a good movie, I would say, no, it's a terrible movie, but you got to see it. I understand what Rob's saying, but the question is, come on, is it still good? No, it's not. It's a terrible movie. I hate watch it over and over again and make fun of it, but the movie is flawed in a bazillion ways. Nothing is really done well except explosions, I guess. If that's what you want, you got it. It's not great. It's not good. It's bad. But go ahead and watch it. I don't know what it is. So Co is B. I don't know how to put it. I'm exactly with Rob, just on the other side of the coin.
All right. We didn't make it this week. Womp womp womp. And say, I guess our bus blew up.
Me?
You.
Koji?
Yes.
On you?
Yes.
Never.
Roll credits. The good guys win. The
sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Speed. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSGPod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large.
download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
Tee-hee. Yeah, that's someone reaching out.
Yeah,
I want to thank my brothers, Rob and Ryan, and our producer, E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, leave us a 5-star review. Anything below 5 stars, and this pod will explode. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend. Tell them we may sound crazy, but we're just eccentric. It's all for the greater good. For the greater good. For the good, guys. This is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Co is G, nah, I'm just a cook. Just a lowly, lowly cook.
All right, gentlemen, what we have here are 13 passengers in an express elevator.
Go look at the fun bags on that horse hound.